the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And it is summertime, yeah. And it is hot out there.
Yeah, it's really hot, and it's like, you know, it's time for the t-shirt and the shorts and the sandals.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we have a conversation between two friends talking about how hot it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's really hot. So why don't we listen to the dialogue and let's get into it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Jesse. Oh, it's a scorcher out there.
Morning, Brandon. Seriously, can this weather get any hotter?
It must be 100 degrees today.
100 degrees? Oh, you mean Fahrenheit.
That's right. I think that's about 38 degrees Celsius.
That's what the weather forecast says.
I don't really mind the heat, but I really can't stand the humidity.
Well, that's summer in Shanghai. It's muggy and stuffy.
At least you can wear dresses. I still have to wear a suit to work.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Jesse. Oh, it's a scorcher out there.
Morning, Brandon. Seriously, can this weather get any hotter?
It must be 100 degrees today.
100 degrees? Oh, you mean Fahrenheit.
That's right. I think that's about 38 degrees Celsius.
That's what the weather forecast says.
I don't really mind the heat, but I really can't stand the humidity.
Well, that's summer in Shanghai. It's muggy and stuffy.
At least you can wear dresses. I still have to wear a suit to work. So, we just heard a dialogue between Brandon, who is an American, and Jesse, who is Chinese.
Right.
And it is a hot day.
Right.
Yeah.
So, they run into each other, and Brandon says, "Morning, Jesse. It's a scorcher out there."
Yeah. So first, it's kind of interesting to see "morning, Jesse." You guys know "good morning." Well, we don't always need to say "good."
No.
We just say "morning."
Or "afternoon."
Afternoon.
Or "evening."
Evening. Evening.
You can say "night" as well, yeah, but it means more "goodbye."
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the other ones mean "hello."
Mm-hmm. So right away, we have this new vocabulary. It's a scorcher.
And it is true today. So
yes, yeah.
A scorcher is a hot day.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Scorch is the verb, and it means to burn until something is black.
Right.
Yeah, so really hot.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say it's scorching today, or it's a scorcher.
Mm-hmm. So one is a noun, the other is an adjective. We also say, you can say boiling.
Right, it's boiling today.
It's really, really hot.
Now, with scorcher, when you use the ER as the noun, you don't say day.
Right.
You don't say scorcher day.
Right, you do not. A scorcher is a day.
Right.
Yeah, the weather,
so
yeah.
That is everything. So how does Jesse feel about the weather today?
Yeah, she agrees and she says, "Seriously, can this weather get any hotter?"
These are two great expressions.
Absolutely, yeah. Seriously. So, seriously means it's not a joke.
No, right. And it just means it's used as an exaggeration
To emphasize.
To emphasize. Yeah. So, just meaning, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. You are right. So, it's like agreeing strongly.
Right.
Yeah. So, if I said, "Oh, that movie was so good," you can say,
"Seriously.
It was so good." Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Or a delicious dessert.
"Oh, this is seriously good."
Yeah, yeah. Then, so it looks like Jesse asks a question. Can this weather get any hotter?
Right. Uh-huh. So this is kind of the fixed expression.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what we call a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So this will be in the grammar section today.
Yeah, yeah.
And this just means she's saying, "It is so hot."
So, yeah, it's not a real question. Jesse, she is not really asking, can it be hotter? She's just emphasizing it's so hot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the hottest possible.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's agreeing with him.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And Brandon gives the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
He says it must be 100 degrees today.
Right. So just because it's not a real question, Brandon doesn't say yes, no. He just continues the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it must be. This doesn't mean has to be.
He's not 100% sure.
Yeah, it's a conclusion. It's a good guess.
Right. And he's also exaggerating too.
Yeah.
Making it sound hotter.
Yeah, it must be 100 degrees today. Whoa, 100 degrees, that's really hot.
Yes.
So then Jesse is like, whoa, 100 degrees? You mean Fahrenheit?
Right, let's talk about Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. So weird spelling.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so why is it such a strange spelling?
It comes from German.
Yeah, German. So his name was Gabriel Fahrenheit. He was a German man 300 years ago.
So he developed this, you know, degree symbol with mm-hmm. the big F.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, in China, you don't use Fahrenheit for most things. And in North America, we do with some things. In the U.S.,
yeah,
100% they do.
Yeah, USA uses Fahrenheit.
But in Canada, for temperature, usually Celsius.
Right.
But sometimes, like my thermostat at home, so it tells me how hot things are in my house, mine is set at Fahrenheit.
Right. Oh, okay.
So, because I know I grew up with Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My oven is also Fahrenheit.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Ovens, we use Fahrenheit as F.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then most temperatures in Canada, we use the other one, Celsius.
Celsius.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Canada use both U.S. Mm-hmm. only Fahrenheit.
Yeah. So it's
and
really
the only
confusing.
Ones in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, it's kind of confusing, but basically Celsius is used by most of the world, I think. And if you ever saw centigrade, that's the same as Celsius.
Mm-hmm. It's just the C.
The C. Yeah.
And I just want to talk a little bit about the pronunciation of Fahrenheit again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's like Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Right.
Yeah.
So lots of extra letters there, but Fahrenheit.
Yeah. So Brandon, okay. Yes, Fahrenheit. I think that's about 38 degrees Celsius.
Right. So this is, again, like centigrade, Celsius. It's what we use in pretty much the rest of the world.
Right. And interestingly, 38 degrees Celsius is about the same as a human body temperature.
So 98 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right. Yes. Good.
All right. Now, Jesse then says that's what the weather forecast says.
Right. So everybody, if you looked at your smartphone or the TV to learn about the future weather, the weather for tomorrow, then you saw the forecast.
Right. So we often just say forecast.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know the context that we're talking.
Yeah.
Like if you're going on a trip, you can say, hey, what's the forecast in the place where you're going?
Yeah, for sure.
It means what's the weather?
Yeah, what's the future? Yeah, yeah, the weather.
Right, because forecast means ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for like before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then cast is kind of like throw into the future or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I check the forecast all the time these days because I want to go camping.
Right.
On the weekend. So I want to go camping, but I don't want to go camping if it's supposed to rain.
Right. I never check the weather forecast because it's very unpredictable anyway.
Yeah, the forecast is it changes. It's not not always correct.
They say sunny, it rains. They say rain, it's sunny.
Yeah.
So I just wing it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So Brandon, although it's really hot, Brandon says, I don't really mind the heat, but I really can't stand the humidity.
Right. So Brandon really doesn't mind the heat means he's okay with.
Yeah. To mind something, it doesn't bother him. He doesn't hate it.
Right.
And actually, this is true for me as well. I don't mind heat. Heat is okay. I like to feel the heat. but I hate humidity.
So we actually call that the opposite to humidity is a dry heat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I love Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's in the desert.
Yeah.
It is a dry heat.
Yeah.
So if you start sweating, your sweat is gone. It evaporates.
Yeah.
So the opposite to humidity, it's also kind of more dangerous.
Yeah, right.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah. So humidity is like wet air, that sticky feeling when you're sweating, your sweat, and you don't dry.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now you can probably relate or understand this because right now in Shanghai, for example, I know it is super, super hot and humid.
Yeah, humid. Yeah. So that's the adjective. It's humid.
Right.
Yeah.
And now here's a great expression. So it's not that this person, Brandon, it's not that he just doesn't like the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
He hates.
Yeah.
So he can't stand the humidity.
Yeah. So this doesn't mean stand up.
No.
It just means I can't bear it or I really hate it. I don't want it. I really strongly don't want it. So emphasizing.
And you can use this for anything. So for example, I can't stand action movies. Not true, but just an example.
Yeah.
Meaning I do not want to watch an action movie.
Or if you live next to a subway or a train and it's noisy at night, it's so noisy when I'm trying to sleep, I can't stand it.
Right. So you can say I can't stand something or just the expression I can't stand it.
Yeah. You can even say I can't stand that person.
Oh,
that person's always complaining.
I hate them.
I can't stand that person.
Yes.
So what does Jessie say to that?
She says, well, that's summer in Shanghai.
Yep. So that's like, well, you should get used to it. That's Shanghai summer.
Yes. Yeah. It is muggy and stuffy. Mm-hmm. So these are great words.
Yeah, great words. These are very similar to humidity. And they're also similar to each other, muggy and stuffy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, muggy and humidity to me if something's humid, it's muggy, it's the same.
Yeah, muggy, yeah.
Stuffy can be a little different.
Right, yes.
It means the air isn't moving. So
yeah.
In this room right now.
Yeah, we're recording in this recording room.
We've been in here for a few hours. Mm-hmm. There's no more oxygen.
Yeah.
It's getting stuffy.
Yeah,
it's hard to breathe.
The air is old. So if you think somebody might say, please open the window.
Yes.
It's so stuffy in here.
Or on an airplane.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on
the
an airplane.
Air just keeps going around and round and recycled. It gets very stuffy.
Yeah. So kind of it's like not fresh air.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, Brandon, he is a little jealous here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says, at least you can wear dresses because a little more air going on.
Yeah. So at least here it's like, well, Brandon has to, you know, he can't wear the kind of comfortable,
dress.
You know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but she can.
Mm-hmm. And he has to wear a suit to work.
Mm-hmm. So a suit, you know, just, work clothes for a man.
And it's usually includes a jacket.
Mm-hmm, a jacket.
Like
so,
a blazer or a suit jacket.
Mm-hmm. So this can be quite hot in the summer.
Totally. I'm not jealous.
Yeah. So like sometimes you see men, they'll take off their jacket and have like a t-shirt with a necktie.
Yes. Or short sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Not t-shirt, a short sleeve shirt. Yeah.
T-shirt, casual.
A little different.
Casual.
Yeah, a little different.
Now, you can also have something called a three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm.
A three-piece suit is when you have the pants, the jacket, and a vest.
Oh, a vest, yeah.
And also, now, you know what a tuxedo is.
Tuxedo.
So it's that very fancy black suit with a, you know, usually a black or white bow tie.
A bow tie, yeah.
And it's still a suit, but it's a formal suit, but we just call it a tuxedo.
Yeah, tuxedo usually for weddings.
Weddings.
Yeah, or James Bond.
James Bond. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a listen to the dialogue one more time.
Perfect.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Jessie. Oh, it's a scorcher out there.
Morning, Brandon. Seriously, can this weather get any hotter?
It must be 100 degrees today.
100 degrees? Oh, you mean Fahrenheit.
That's right. I think that's about 38 degrees Celsius.
That's what the weather forecast says.
I don't really mind the heat, but I really can't stand the humidity.
Well, that's summer in Shanghai. It's muggy and stuffy.
At least you can wear dresses. I still have to wear a suit to work.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Jesse. Oh, it's a scorcher out there.
Morning, Brandon. Seriously, can this weather get any hotter?
It must be 100 degrees today.
100 degrees? Oh, you mean Fahrenheit.
That's right. I think that's about 38 degrees Celsius.
That's what the weather forecast says.
I don't really mind the heat, but I really can't stand the humidity.
Well, that's summer in Shanghai. It's muggy and stuffy.
At least you can wear dresses. I still have to wear a suit to work. Okay, guys, so we just heard the dialogue again. And, you know, there's a lot of great vocabulary in here.
Mm-hmm.
Scorcher. A lot of days in the summer are scorchers.
Right. And another word that we use for this are the dog days of summer.
The dog days of summer.
And this is one of the example sentences in the expansion section under the word scorcher.
Yeah.
Now, how do you guys feel? Are you, you know, fans of humidity or can you not stand it? Do you like dry heat?
Yeah. And how do you, like when it's a really hot day, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah. What do you clothes do you wear? Do you go to the park or go swimming?
Do you not go anywhere?
So we look forward to you. Maybe you're complaining about the hot weather in the comments section.
Yes. So we look forward to you reading your comments about how hot it is right now in China.
So we'll see you next time.
Take care.
When you wake up and your looks just the same without no makeup. Had to pull up on your mama, see what you made of. Ain't got a word about them commas, cause my cake up. You can run.